Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A new NPR Marist PBS NewsHour poll finds presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is up 8 points over President Trump since the poll was last conducted. NPR's Domenica Montanaro says it finds shifts among important voting groups.
Trump still retains support from his base voting groups, but he's seeing his lead dissipate with, importantly, white voters. For context, Trump won white voters in 2016 by 20 points, and in this poll, Trump and Biden are tied.
The poll also shows Biden gaining ground with independent voters. An American journalist went missing in Syria 8 years ago today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department now says earlier this year, President Trump tried to reach out directly to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad over the case.
It's been 8 years since freelance journalist Austin Tice disappeared in Syria. As the State Department marked this grim anniversary, it announced that President Trump proposed a direct dialogue with Bashar al-Assad in March. The U.S. government has tried repeatedly to engage Syrian officials about this case. The statement also says that with the exception of a video released soon after Tice was taken at a checkpoint in 2012, he has not been heard from again. Tice was in the Marine Corps and served in Iraq before becoming a freelance journalist. He filed reports from Syria for McClatchy News and others. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. says it seized four tankers carrying more than 1 million barrels of Iranian fuel to Venezuela. The Justice Department calls it the largest ever seizure of fuel shipments from Iran. Workers in Belarus have walked off the job today to protest violence against demonstrators who've been taking to the streets, charging massive vote rigging in Sunday's presidential election. NPR's Lucian Kim reports detained protesters have started being released from prisons and are now describing an indiscriminate beatings while in custody.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, the main opposition candidate, was forced to leave Belarus after five-term President Alexander Lukashenko declared victory. Even though her husband is still in a Belarusian jail, Tikhanovskaya posted a short video address from her exile in neighboring Lithuania. "We need to stop the violence on the streets of Belarusian cities," she said, and called for peaceful protests this weekend. Meanwhile, Lukashenko started a government meeting by saying he was still alive and hadn't fled the country. The Belarusian opposition is appealing to the European Union and the United States not to recognize Lukashenko's re-election and negotiate a peaceful transition of power. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 39 points. This is NPR. The Trump administration is suspending all private charter flights between the U.S. and Cuba. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the aim is to cut the revenue the Cuban government earns from landing fees, regime-owned hotels, and other travel-related income. Video game developer Epic is suing Apple and Google after the tech giants announced yesterday they're dropping the game Fortnite from their app stores. NPR's Amy Held reports Epic calls the move unlawful monopoly.
Apple and Google removed Fortnite from their digital marketplaces for policy violations after Epic encouraged users to buy the online video game directly, saving 20% and bypassing the Apple App and Google Play stores. Apple and Google each take a 30% cut from their in-app purchases. Epic calls the restrictions anti-competitive, filing dual lawsuits against the tech giants in the U.S. District Court of Northern California. Fortnite is among the most popular online video games with hundreds of millions of registered users. Rated T for teen, it allows players to compete against others, battling to the death. Amy Held, NPR News.
Yale University is calling the Justice Department's allegation that it discriminates against white and Asian American applicants baseless. In a statement, the university says DOJ concluded its investigation before reviewing and receiving all the information it requested. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.